Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Reacting to the piece, the article that I just talked about in the very first segment, welcome into Wire to Wire. I'm also efforting Lou Bezjak in this very segment of the state newspaper. Kane on the YouTube stream says, I don't believe this article is accurate. Sounds like clickbait, but it's interesting if this publication is legitimate. Well, Kane, it's the Clemson Insider. So, yeah, it's legitimate. I'm not reading this off of TMZ. It's so funny that a lot of these Clemson fans just think I make stuff up out of the ether. Oh, I saw something on Facebook, and it was an ad, so I clicked on it, and yeah, I'm going to talk about it for 20 minutes. Are you kidding me? What are we thinking here? Yes, it's legitimate. It's 100% legitimate. It's on theclemsoninsider.com. By the way, Tom on Facebook says Kentucky. Possibly, for the other Southern school. Dewey says, only coaching Dabo will be doing is in his church's football team if he doesn't make changes. Dabo is apparently denying everything in his presser. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Dewey. We'll get to his presser a little bit later on the show. Tolos, welcome in. Diesel on vacation today. He'll be back tomorrow. I'm Cole Bryson, solo with you on this Tolo Tuesday afternoon. JTES on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line says, I guess we'll see how deep Dabo's loyalty lies. How deep? You know, JTES, it's interesting. How deep does Dabo's loyalty lie? That's a good question. Because there's loyalty and there's reality. And Dabo Swinney, make no bones about it. Dabo Swinney has been very loyal to Clemson. Very, very loyal, right, to Clemson. So I think bringing up Dabo Swinney's loyalty to Clemson is a valid truth. However, I also think a valid truth is if things continue to slide in a negative direction and these rumors and reports from the Clemson Insider are true when it comes to some unrest within the program and when it comes to this board of trustee member and all these different things that are supposedly asking Dabo to make changes, I think what's interesting is where does loyalty come into all of that? How much is loyalty weighed versus the reality of Dabo Swinney's a very, very rich man? The reality that he'll never have to, you know, his kids won't, or they're good, right? They're okay financially. The reality that he may not like somebody else telling him how to run his program. That might be a reality. The reality that he could go and go to a new program and have a fresh breath of air, if you per se, and have a fresh start. So there are a lot of truths, and his loyalty to Clemson has been a reality. It's been a truth. But guess what? At some point in everybody's life, well, most people's lives, things change. Things change. And yes, Dabo Swinney's been very, very loyal to Clemson for a very long time. But things do change. All roads do come to an end. The reality is Dabo Swinney is not going to be at Clemson forever. And the reality is Dabo Swinney is either going to leave Clemson on a good note or on a bad note. It's 50-50. Tiger Truther on Twitter, on X. What's up, man? Good to see you on the stream. Says, so many of our fans are out of touch with reality. Ah, you don't say. You don't say. Hey, by the way, Tiger Truther, if you are still watching the show, as 74 Tolos are doing on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, what do you mean by that? I was supposed to have a guest join me in this segment, and he got tied up with something, so we'll keep it on this subject for now. We got to get to some NFL stuff because it's been a wild day in the NFL, but I would love to hear what you mean by that. Again, Tiger Truther on X in the stream says, so many of our fans are out of touch with reality. Unpack that a little bit, if you don't mind. You're welcome to call the show at 844-326-3663. Whether you're listening in Spartanburg, Greenville, Anderson, however you may be watching or listening to the show, I'd love to hear you go into depth a little bit more on that. Kane on YouTube says, how much loyalty does Clemson have for Dabo? This is the first year in a very long time that it's been a bad year. Let's give him a chance to make things right. And Kane, I hope you heard me in the very last segment and also heard me in other segments of the show and on this show and on Twitter be very clear about, in my opinion, Dabo Swinney is the one that should be given the opportunity to fix it. Now, let's be clear about something. This isn't the first bad year. Last year was not a great year, but you backdoored yourself into an ACC championship, which gave you a playoff berth, and everything seemed okay. But if you really remember last year wasn't a great year. So let's not act like this is just boom, out of the blue, popped up out of the blue. It's an anomaly, and this is the first time this has ever happened. I wouldn't go that far. My point with that being said, Kane, is I would love for you to answer this question. And Kane, you're more than welcome to call the show as well. 844-326-3663. When you bring up this being the first year of Clemson having a bad season, and again, want to be very clear, I do not think Dabo should be fired. I think Dabo should be the one given a chance to turn this thing around. However, I would love for you to answer the question, Kane, of this. Answer this question, and other Clemson fans out there, answer this question as well. You can either text it in on the stream, call, or just answer it in your own head. In this new era of college football, Kane and other Clemson fans out there, in the new era of college football since NIL entered the sport in what, July or September of 2021, something like that. Since NIL entered the sport and the transfer portal entered the sport, has Dabo Swinney been great? What's Dabo Swinney done in the new era of college football? Yes, he won an ACC championship. Yes, he's won he's had double-digit win seasons. Yes, they've beaten South Carolina, but in this new era, and this is why I think it's very important to recognize when you talk about Dabo Swinney's past, that's perfectly fine and dandy. But what has he done in this era of college football? What has Dabo Swinney done in this new era? I'd love to know the answer to that. What's he done in this era? Kane says, 10 years ago, would 9-3 have been a good year or a bad year? The goalposts have shifted. How many bad years did Bowden have? Was it all of them? Was Bowden the bad coach? Well, Kane, here's the problem, man. What you're failing to realize is Dabo Swinney set the standard at Clemson. And Dabo Swinney said the best is the standard. Dabo said that. Not us, not me, not you, not Clemson fans. Dabo said that. So when you say the goalposts have shifted, well, guess what? We haven't shifted the goalpost. We're just standing by what Dabo Swinney said from the very beginning. We're just standing by the fact of the matter that Dabo Swinney said the best is the standard. And let's just call a spade here, Kane and other Clemson fans. In this new era of college football, there has nothing, the Clemson has not played its best. There's been nothing great about Clemson football in this new era. And I think that's the biggest thing that Clemson fans failed to realize. There's been nothing great about this new era in Clemson. That like the two just haven't matched. So we're not moving the goalpost. We're just saying, look, Dabo set the standard. The game's changed. And Clemson fans expect Dabo, even if he doesn't like the change, Clemson fans expect Dabo to change with the game so that Clemson can still be competitive and still live up to that standard that Dabo Swinney set. We're not setting the standard here, Kane. We're not doing it. We're not moving the goalpost. Your coach set the standard, period. If you don't like the standard that was set, that's on him. But his success...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And what he did set the standard for Clemson football. And now he's not living up to it. That is a fact. He'd admit that. Most Clemson fans would admit that. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. But he's just not living up to the standard in this new world. He's not living up to it. Does that mean he should be fired? No, I've said that a million times. But it does mean that something's got to change. It does mean that he's got to take a hard look in the mirror and a hard look at this staff and all of the staff members that are dead weight right now, the Clemson guys. I mean, how many of them freaking have the Clemson ties right now? You've got to take a hard look at your staff, coordinators, assistants, recruiting, Mickey Kahn, Tyler Grisham, all of them, because they're not living up to the standard. And it starts with recruiting and development, period. That's where it starts. If you're not getting the right guys in the program, you're off to the wrong start. Hey, and by the way, your defensive coordinator a couple of weeks ago stood in a press conference and said, pretty much, I don't have the right kind of guys in the program. Your defensive coordinator said that. That is a direct reflection on your head coach. They're not recruiting the right way. They're not developing players the way they used to. Go look at the recruiting rankings. Look at the results on the field. You can talk about all the past ACC championships you want till the cows come home. But it all starts with recruiting and development, and Clemson's dropping the ball there right now. They're simply dropping the ball, period. All right, let me get to Tiger Truther. a long post here. It's okay. I want to put it on the stream so those watching, the 84 watching, can read it. Tiger Truther says, I guess I'm more upset with the ones with this blind faith in Dabo. The past 4 years have been nothing but letdown after letdown. Since the transfer portal arrived, we have just been behind as a program. Nepotism hires and Dabo not conforming to the current landscape is the reason. Yet the ones with blind faith cannot accept that. Wow. Tiger Truther said that. Cole Bryson didn't say that, so don't come at me. By the way, I agree with you 100%, Tiger Truther. I agree with you 100%. Kane says, all I'm saying is give him a chance. Yeah, he has regressed, but I'm not going to turn my back on him because of this year. And if they continue to have terrible seasons, Kane, you'll be right there with him. You know, we got to stand behind him. That's fine, stand behind him. But I'm sick of losing. JB says, I agree with the bizarre year with all these coaches being fired, but you can blame this on a coach like Cignetti at Indiana. He took a 3-9 team the year before, and he came and had an 18-2 record since. And JB, to your point, I agree with you. I agree with you. I've said on the show multiple times, it's not hard for Dabo to turn this thing around because of the portal and because of NIL. If Dabo Swinney is committed to turning it around, I personally don't believe it's going to be that challenging. I think Dabo Swinney can do it. And I also believe that Dabo Swinney, when the portal and NIL hit, if he were to have grabbed the bull by the horns then and said, you know what, I don't like this, but this is my job, I think Dabo Swinney would still be winning national championships because that's the kind of person he is. But he didn't do that. He said the day that Clemson or the day that players start getting paid today, I'll quit coaching. He also said that a lot of the reason they're not getting transfer portal guys is because a lot of those transfer portal guys aren't good enough to play at Clemson. Well, that's simply not the case, right? Chris on YouTube says, as a Clemson fan, this is non-story about Dabo getting fired, and if Graham Neff was to consider, it would be a terrible decision. But I think need to have a hard conversation with the staff. So, Chris, again, you're kind of reading the same music I've been reading. I don't think he should be fired. I don't know how many times I have to say that, but there is change that's needed. Kane says, who's to say he hasn't evaluated his staff and the performance, but doesn't want to burn everything down like a madman before the season ends? Well, Kane, my only pushback to that is Beamer's firing people. He's firing Lonnie Teasley. He's firing Mike Shula. You know why? They want to win. And if I'm a fan, I don't care if you don't like firing guys midseason. I want to beat Florida State. Heck, I wanted to beat SMU. I wanted to beat Duke. And if it means firing somebody for us to win Saturday, go clean the freaking office out. I don't care that they're a good guy. I don't care. I want to win. And if it takes firing somebody to win, then so be it. So be it. I just, this whole thing of like, well, they're good people. Yeah, but they're getting paid millions of dollars to perform. They're getting paid millions to perform. I'm sorry. That's just, they're getting paid millions. I want to go beat Florida State. Not hold on to the same coordinators and the same assistants and the same fat that's dragging this program down. Make the changes, have the hard conversations, and go win Saturday. That's all I'm saying. On the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, Eric Hines gets in and says, I'd rather talk about the Cowgirls sucking. Fly, Eagles, fly. Well, Eric, the Cowgirls, and I'll call them the Cowgirls because they do suck. I don't have much to say about that other than it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed as a fan, and I can't really rebuttal your trash talk. Texter from the 202 says, ACC championship and playoff berth last year. Doesn't matter how he did it. Many teams would do anything for his accomplishments. Again, Texter, I'm not denying his accomplishments, but I'm asking about his accomplishments in the new era of college football. Simple as that. Y'all act like a lot, not all of you. Some of you act like I want the guy fired today. I just want change. I want answers. I want the people who are getting paid millions and millions of dollars to get this program back on track. That's what I want. I don't care if it's Dabo Swinney or somebody else. I want the program back on track. I want to win. And I hope it's Dabo Swinney. I do. I hope it's Dabo. But right now, we can't just sit here and act like, oh, it's all good. It's what? Like, what have you done for me lately? That's the world we live in. Texter says he also can't get into the portal until the season's end. He will have no doubt. Texter from the 754 says, I personally think we have the talent. I don't think we have the coaches to develop them. Again, Tex says, I personally think we have the talent. I don't think we have the coaches to develop them. Good stuff. Really, really good stuff from you, Tolos. Even those that disagree with me appreciate the interaction. And we're continuing the conversation. Hey, look, let's keep this interaction going. All show. Y'all are freaking awesome. Letting it rip. Kane, Dewey, Dan B. He says, Dan B says, I needed the boys to win by 4 last night. If they would have, I would have had an $80 payday. Instead, I lost $10 on house money. Can't count on the boys for anything. Yeah, they suck right now. They suck. There's no doubt. Chris on YouTube says, show Keep Pounding Nation some love. Chris, we did yesterday. We talked about them. Talk about them again today. The Panthers had a big win Sunday. There's no doubt. So in case you missed the show yesterday, we did show them a lot of love. That's a big, big win at Lambeau. Kane says, lack of support is the world we live in. All right, we've got to run to a break. We have our headlines, and boy, are there a lot of headlines today, especially in the NFL. Daily Wires, next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.